back and forth. The ducks moved, see. People came down and started buying this property. A couple was buying it, they had a down payment on it. We started building roads. I went to Kissimmee River in a horse and wagon when I was 11 years old, hunting down there, went down to Avon Park. There wasn't a road between here and Avon Park except a clay, except a dirt road. It took us 3 days to go from Fort Meade, down where that Berman Range is, just east of Avon Park. Went down in camp and stayed a week. So the turkey went right up, going right across the road, and we drove up on a man skinning a deer right in the middle of the road. He had tents up down. We stopped him. He was a cook. He said, all the fellas out hunting, and this deer just walked up here, and I shot him. He was skinning him right in the road. We thought, I kept looking for deer. I never did see a deer. I did see the turkey. I was going to shoot it. He said I'd miss it. I was only 11 years old, and I wasn't too good a shot. And so he got out. Had the funny, I laughed about that thing. I was scared to laugh at him. He wouldn't drink too much around the house, but he had a case of liquor. We got out in the end. We wasn't hunting, so he's driving wagon, horse and wagon, and he's sitting out in front of my brother to drive, and he's 4 years older than I was. He was 15, and I was 11. And I saw this turkey run across the road back behind, right back wagon. I was sitting in the back of the wagon, and I yelled at him to stop. He was mad because Papa was drinking. He said, oh, we're going up that camp. We haven't got time to fool around here. It probably wasn't a turkey. I said, it was a turkey. I saw him. I come running across the road. Then a storm. And water was all across the road. The horse was standing in water about that deep thing. And that turkey ran across that road, right behind me. He ran in the briar patch. I told Papa, he wasn't drunk. He was just drinking. I said, good, I'll get him, Frank. You stay right in here. I said, all right. And each side of the road, instead of digging a drainage ditch, then it sloped. They dug a ditch that goes straight down like that on each side of the road. So when he got just wide enough, he walked across and stepped over the ditch. We walked up that turkey and he went around. I told him which bypass he was in. He went around and crept up on the other side. The old turkey got the head up like that bar, that's like that and fuck. So he's holding him.
Oh,
man. He did the most foolish thing. He was so tickled he hadn't killed a turkey since he'd been in Florida. He grabbed hold of that turkey before he quit flopping. You know how chicken was good. And that turkey liked to beat him to death with his wings, and he'd laugh, and that turkey was flopping his blood off. And I couldn't laugh. I was scared of my daddy. And Bill was too. And Bill looked at me and I looked at him. He started back, had the gun in one hand and the turkey in the other, and he changed that ditch and he forgot it was there. He wasn't worried about that. He stepped in that ditch and he went down clear to his neck. Oh, he had his gun in one hand and the turkey in the other. Yeah, he climbed out. I got out to help him. I took his gun. He climbed on out with the turkey. Boy, he held him up and told Bill, he led me, he must weigh 14 pounds. I think he was about 11 pounds. He got him. The next day I was down there, they had some wild hogs down there. I never had seen a wild hog. I thought a hog was a domestic animal. And I didn't know but they didn't have any oak season on them. And that was the biggest old wild black boar that time. That was eating some acorns, and I was hunting squirrels. And I saw him, and he kept looking at me, just closing the head of the door. He didn't know what I was. I don't think he'd ever seen anybody. And I had that storm that blown down a great big oak tree, and I was looking at him across the trunk of the oak tree, and the trunk, I could see him across the top of him. I didn't have an idea about shooting. I had number six shot. I was shooting squirrels. I could have killed him. I was close enough to kill him. I climbed. I went on up to that oak tree and got. He snorted around like a dude.